I want to talk for a few moments. I want to share something from the Bible that I think God gave me to share earlier in the week as I was thinking about what to share on today. Just a few verses from Matthew 11. So Matthew 11 and verse 28 to 30. Familiar words to some of you, I'm sure. It says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let me read that again. "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Just three little words that I would really want to highlight from that reading. "Come to me," Jesus said. "Come to me." You know, we've not known times like these before, have we? The word that keeps getting used, and I've used today, is we're in unprecedented times. And that's the right word to use. We are in unprecedented times. We've never been here before. And so the message of these unprecedented times is a really difficult one as well, isn't it? The message is this: it's to stay away, it's to keep your distance, it's to don't get too close. And this is a necessary message. It's a hard message, but it's a necessary one. We've got to do this. We've got to take the advice that we've been given. I went out for a walk on Friday, Chapelporth Beach. And it was unbelievable. We just kept seeing people that we know. And it was lovely to see people that we know. And I kept seeing them and thinking, I'm going in for a hug or a handshake. And it's like, no, we can't do that, you know? And it's so hard, isn't it, to keep your distance and to remember that we've got to keep our distance. And the reason it's hard is because we're created for connection, aren't we? We're created for connection. I think it's been brilliant to see how people are connecting creatively in our church. The WhatsApp group has just been brilliant. I know many of you are part of it and are saying this is such an encouragement to come back at the end of each day or to go online and see this, these encouragements and connections that are taking place. And I want to encourage you, if you're not part of it, then become part of it. We can guide you in that a little bit if you need a bit of help to get that set up. But it's not the same, is it? It's not the same as the personal contact, the face-to-face contact. I know, I'm thinking of our mums today, and those of you who are mums who are not going to be able to see your families and see your children in the way that you want to. It's a difficult day in that respect. But the word I think God gave me for today is a word that speaks into this, because although we are having to keep our distance and keep socially isolated, this is what Jesus is saying to us. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. He's saying, draw near. He's saying, get as close as you like. In fact, he's saying, the closer, the better. And that's what I want us to be really thinking about in these days. How do we draw closer to Jesus? We may be isolated from each other, but we can draw closer to him. Jesus says these words at a time where there were lots of religious rules and regulations being placed upon the people. It was not a relationship with God that they were being encouraged to have. It was more a whole list of duties and religious structures. It would have felt heavy and it would have felt burdensome. I guess we feel a little bit like that today, don't we? Some of the rules and the restrictions that we are having to adhere to. I've never experienced anything like this before. And sometimes it does feel a little bit heavy and a little bit burdensome, as necessary as these things are. But the invitation that Jesus gave then is the same as the invitation that he gives us now. He says, come to me. He says, come to me with your burdens and your worries. Come to me with the weight of the cares and concerns that you are carrying. Come with your fears and your uncertainties about the future. Come to me. because I've got something better to give you, even in the face of all this. One of the books I was reading about this was, he said, a comment on this passage, he says, Jesus is offering what he has himself to offer. Jesus is offering what he himself has to offer. The humble, gentle, generous Jesus. The Jesus who we read about at the start of our time together in Colossians today. Remember, firstborn in all creation. The one who redeemed the world is redeeming the world to himself. He's offering us peace. He is offering us the shalom, peace of God, in exchange for the burdens that we carry. I know that some of you are facing some major things right now. I think some of you, your biggest challenges of your careers. Some of you are feeling really, really lonely. You're feeling isolated. All you want is your family around you, but your family are distant from you. I know that some of you are worried about your livelihoods. You're facing incredible financial challenges. Some of you have deep cares and concerns for your family who are on the front line. And I think to all of us, Jesus says this, come near to me, come to me. The storm is raging. The storm may rage. The storm may rage on, but Jesus' invitation is the same. Come to me. Draw near to me, and there is peace. The reason he can say this is because it's the one who's offering it. Jesus himself. Gentle, kind, generous Jesus is saying, come to me. Three words to finish. Three other words that I drew out of this passage. The first is this, it's the word take. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. In the original language of the Bible, the meaning of this word means to choose, to select. It's a selection which implies the suitableness or favourableness of an object in the eye of the subject. To take whatever one finds pleasing, choose with favour, that's what it means. Just remember that. Second word I want to just underline from this passage is learn. Jesus says, learn from me. He says, take from me, and he says, learn from me. Learn, in the original language of the Bible, this word here means to enable oneself to know. Put yourself in a position to learn. So he says, take from me, learn from me. And then there's this third word, the word rest. He says, you will find rest. Now the word means relaxing or letting down of cords or strings that have been strained or drawn tight. If I took the guitar over there and just wound it down, that there would be a relaxing of that string. Just think about those three words. Take, learn, and rest. Friends, we need to come to Jesus. We need to take what he's offering. Peace, his peace. We need to learn from him. We need to be really intentional about drawing near. It won't automatically just happen. We need to put ourselves in a place in his word, in his presence, daily, constantly. At this time, and we will know his peace. Focus on him. Be really intentional about drawing near in these days. Remember, he is humble, and he is gentle, and he is generous, and he is Lord, and he will give you peace. It will be peace that won't make any sense in the face of the potential chaos that we're facing, but he will give you peace. I believe that wholeheartedly. Amen.